Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver.
He promised me he will
deliver.
And I believe.
Good morning. God bless you. It is Wednesday, August the 17th, 2022, over the hump day. God bless you and keep you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Today's word of encouragement is share in the moment. Coming from Romans chapter 12, verse 15. I'm reading from the NIV version, and it says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Romans 12, 15, NIV or King James Version. Thank you. It can be hard to be happy for your best friend who's getting married when you're still single. It can be tough to celebrate with your sister who's pregnant with her second child when you're still waiting for those double pink lines to appear in your own life. It can also be difficult to understand the pain of someone who's gone through a tragedy you'll never experience. Jesus calls you to share your life with the lives of others through all the up and down. Yet because of our humanness and brokenness of this world, riding those ways with others may be harder than you think. It may mean being happy for someone when you may be feeling sorry for yourself, or having to cry with a friend when you have no real concept of what she's going through. Yet, being there for others is what Jesus wants more from you. He asks you to love others above all else. Sometimes that may mean sacrificing your own comfort. No worries. Jesus will be there with his own personal comfort, peace, and assurance to help you along the way. I thank you for this word, Lord, and I hope this word will help you today. Lord Jesus, give us your comfort. Your comfort and guidance in what to say to others and what not to say. Help me to care for others as well as you care for me, and to share with them as you share with me. Amen. And that is my word of encouragement for Wednesday. Share in the moment. And do that today. Share in the moment with a friend or someone that is really down. I am Sister Faye. God bless you. And may God keep you for the remainder of the week. Take care. I have another word of encouragement on Friday. And for my NFL fans, you know the preseason games are on. Hey. It's football. So God bless you and keep you at peace. And may your team be the best team of the year. Amen. Amen.